From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is scheduled to arrive in Norway in a few hours to claim his Nobel Peace Prize. Mr. Obama is only the third sitting U.S. president to receive the honor, after Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
The awkward timing isn't lost on President Obama or anyone else. He's receiving a peace prize barely a week after ordering an escalation of the war in Afghanistan. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president will address that apparent tension directly when he collects his prize in Oslo. Gibbs recalled what Mr. Obama himself said when the prize was announced in October, that he doesn't feel he belongs in the company of past winners like Nelson Mandela or Mother Teresa.
I think what the president is proud of is the steps that this administration has taken to reengage the world. Some of that reengagement is to bring increased peace and stability to this big planet.
Critics argue most of those steps have yet to bear fruit, and some call the Nobel Committee's selection of Mr. Obama premature. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
A top American general is cautioning that the U.S. buildup in Afghanistan may bring slower progress than similar actions taken in Iraq. General David Petraeus has told a Senate panel that Afghanistan also is, in his words, no more hopeless than Iraq was when he took command there 3 years ago.
As in Iraq, our troopers and their partners in Afghanistan will have to fight their way into enemy strongholds and clear enemy-controlled population centers. As in Iraq, the situation is likely to get harder before it gets easier. Violence likely will increase initially, particularly in the spring as the weather improves.
Petraeus was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. In Honduras, negotiations are underway for deposed President Manuel Zelaya to leave that country and possibly go into exile in Mexico. NPR's Jason Bobian has the story.
The de facto government in Honduras has offered deposed President Manuel Zelaya safe passage to leave the Brazilian embassy, where he's been taking refuge for the last 3 months. The order would allow Zelaya to go from the embassy to the airport and into exile. Zelaya told a local radio station that he's been talking with Mexico and the Dominican Republic about possibly going to one of their countries. He said he wants to clarify ahead of time what his status would be, and he said he must be given a status that allows him to continue his political activities. Honduran soldiers ousted President Zelaya from power on June 28th. He snuck back into the country in September and has been waging a campaign ever since to regain the presidency. Governments throughout the hemisphere, including the U.S., lobbied for months to try to get Zelaya reinstated, but to no avail. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. South Carolina lawmakers have rejected a resolution to impeach Governor Mark Sanford. Greg Collard reports from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The panel voted 6-1 against the resolution to impeach Sanford over last summer's secret trip to Argentina to visit his mistress. The sponsor of the resolution argued the trip amounted to dereliction of duty because Sanford did not establish a chain of command in his absence. But lawmakers say the governor's actions are not enough to warrant removal from office. Sanford must still contend with 37 ethics charges that accuse him of violating state travel laws and misuse of campaign money. Those charges could result in $74,000 in fines. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte, North Carolina.
U.S. authorities are investigating whether five young men from the Washington, D.C. region are the same five Americans being detained in Pakistan. The detainees are being investigated for possible links to terrorism. At a news conference, Islamic leaders say the five left behind a disturbing 11-minute farewell video that contained misinterpretations of the Quran. The Islamic leaders contacted the FBI after entreaties from the families of the young men. Bank of America says it has repaid all of the $45 billion in bailout money it received from the government during the financial crisis. The company says the reimbursement funds came from a combination of cash on hand and the sale of $19 billion worth of securities. The move releases Bank of America from the government restrictions on compensation packages that can be offered to candidates for replacing retiring CEO Kenneth Lewis. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.